Hey everyone, this is Big L of Rock Lines Magazine, and today we've got a special guest with us, William Savant, who is a vocalist and a guitarist for a band named... Pardon?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Absolutely perfect. Thank you.
Good. I want to start out with the name of your band is Sepsis. How did you come about that name, and is there something behind that, or...
So we first formed the band about 10 years ago, and when we were thinking of a band name, we wanted something simple, like one word, and it still kind of sounds metal. I mean, the original word was based on a disease, like a blood-borne disease, but we are not the disease. We are sepsis. We are ourselves. We added the extra S at the end of our name to make it kind of unique. It's Google searchable, so it's easier to find us.
Okay, and you got your start back in 2010, is that correct?
Yes.
And how did the band come about? I mean, was it an individual idea, or did a group of you get together, or?
Yeah, well, me and Melissa are the founding members, and most of us are Craigslist babies. So this was back when you could, you know, hop on Craigslist, and there was a big, I don't know if they even still have it, really. There's a musician category, and you go in there and, you know, say, you know, whatever talents you have. And we were auditioning for a male or female vocalist, a couple of me and my buddies that own a studio, seeing if we could start a metal band, and Melissa, and we had Melissa as an audition, and then we had an Ashley as an audition on the same day, and Ashley didn't make it, and then so Melissa made it, and that's, you know, that's how we found her.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a good mix, because I've listened to the video, or watched a couple of the videos, listened to the music, and I gotta say, the pairing of you two and the vocals are outstanding, and it's definitely a rock. I mean, it's heavy metal, but it's got a little different sound to it too. Can you describe what the sound would be for somebody who hasn't heard you?
Ooh, man, it's really hard to nail us down, but we have some electronic music influences, but everything is done in such a way, and it's glued together where nothing's really obvious, or it doesn't wind up being played to a cliche environment. So it's this graceful, it's inherently metal, meaning the guitars are turned up loud and are full of gain, and there's some harsh vocals in there and some screams and some rhythm bass breakdowns when you think of modern metal terms, but we get a lot of inspiration from R&B, and strangely enough, even folk music, neoclassical music, but a lot of urban and contemporary rhythm approaches, especially in having a keyboard player. We're big fans of video games, so we put a lot of digital risers in it, and all kinds of synth arpeggios, and we layer it in such a way where each ode to the genre that came before it is kind of graceful and forgiving to being ultimately metal.
Well, you recently just signed with Pavement Entertainment. How is that going, working with those folks?
So far, so good. I mean, they're pretty great at communication. They've got some cool promo for us.
I mean, this is the start of the game too. I think a lot of artists today, you hear the old stories about the 70s and 80s, and even into the 90s a little bit. You know, record labels were, you know, these big demons. We're in a different world, and people eat differently and date differently, and they listen to music differently. Pavement is pretty cool in the fact that they still do a lot of work with hard copies. And our fans, for some reason, still like to collect discs. Our fans really like merchandise. All things that related to sepsis. So we have a big merch catalog. But the main thing that they really enjoy and like is getting a hardcover.
They seem to really like the physical copies.
They like the physical
more
copies.
More than the digital version.
And in a world where, you know, nothing's certain, you know, we can be, and Pavement still, you know, celebrates the traditional CD and the traditional release. They've been really great, man.
Well, I'm one of those traditionalists, too. I got to have it in my hand. I don't like
I'm right there
doing the streaming or anything like that. I like to have the hard copy in my hand. I think it just sounds better.
Collector's item.
That too.
Somebody asked me the other day, what happens if if I play it so much it runs out? And I say, if you really support the artist, you know what I mean? You get another one.
That's exactly what you do. That's you know, I'm...
You get the same thing with a dinner plate or an old pair of shoes. You know, if you really like it, you go get another pair.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't go through life with one pair of shoes. That'd be kind of tough.
Right.
I really enjoyed the video for to write hate there on his arm, or is that the name of the song?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
The great.
Yeah.
I love the video. It had it looked like it was pretty intense. What was the meaning behind that song?
So to write hate on his arms is actually the title. Is a play on words a little bit, because there's an organization out there for suicide prevention. They used to call it To Write Love on Her Arms. So there's a play on words there with the title. The song is about kind of like the same sort of theme. It's like a person that's about to like commit suicide, and they've got like the angel and the demon talking to him on his shoulder. You know, one's trying to convince him to do it, the other's trying to say, no, don't do it, and that's kind of the female versus male role there, too.
Yeah, so, like, the call and receive vocals, or, like, Melissa represents kind of the angelic side of the argument, right, where I represent, you know, more of an aggressive, you know, or cruel kind of presentation, and we go back and forth in this kind of storytelling. As we kidnapped our friends in the video, as you can see.
Yeah.
The
at the end, we really leave it up to the viewer to decide what happens.
Yeah, it's transparent, isn't it? You know, but it talks about, you know, it's dealing with mental health and just awareness and you know, being human and not being perfect all the time and having to go throughout life's challenges with both sides of the coin and then, you know, the truth.
Being a female fronted band, I mean, it's there's a lot more of them today, but what's it like? What kind of fans do you get because of a female, or do you get any, you know, negative thoughts from that?
So I wouldn't say it's much different, really. It's just another category, and all press is good press.
Yeah, some people really get hung up on the word. I know there's a lot of, here I go again, there's a lot of bands out there with females that front the band. You see, it's hard to talk about it.
Correct.
You know, so I could come up with a snappy way of doing it. I think we live in a really, I'm not from the sensitive culture. I'm one of the old dogs in the band. I'm from the 80s and 90s, and I'm not as sensitive as some of the younger folks. So I think it's a way to, when people say female fronted, I think it is a way to describe something, you know, so we don't take offense to it. And I think we probably get more pictures of people's genitals than other bands do.
That's probably the only downside right there.
And we're always trying to tell people, like, if they message the band page, and the funny thing is, like, of course, all the band members and our staffs naturally can see the messages, and we're all, you know, we're all admins.
Most of the time, I don't think they even know who they're talking
to. They think that, you know, they see the profile picture and it's Melissa, so they'll start, you know, asking her to get married, and then, you know, there'll be all kinds of crazy pictures and stuff coming through, and gifts and everything else, and we'll remind the people in the messages that hey, it's the whole band, and there's males in the band, and they don't care. They just
do what they're doing.
Yeah. So they express their love in all sorts of interesting ways with Melissa. I think that's the only different thing.
Yeah.
That we get.
Yeah.
I go back a little older than that. I go back to the 70s, and I just listen to rock. I listen to the words. I listen to the music, and that's what I go by. So I think you guys have an outstanding sound, and I think you got a bright future, in my opinion.
Thank you so much. That means a lot.
Yeah.
We do it just to hear that, like, really. Absolutely. Like, you know, sometimes we're eating ramen noodles trying to make the stuff, and just to hear that, that's a big payoff. We do this because we honestly love to.
And that's that to me, that's why I do this. You know, I'm not out to make big money on this, but I just enjoy music and talking to folks like you. And I especially like starting with new people, you know, up-and-comers or what have you, because, you know, not everybody's Godsmack or Five Finger Death Punch. They had to start somewhere, you know, and this is how you do it. And that's the great thing about music. And I just love doing this.
We appreciate it. And creating the conversations and the deeper relationships with people is needed more, I think, than ever, with digital music taking over and having less and less conversations about the culture and art in general. I think that's needed. I think that human vibration is a very big component of not just making songs that last a few minutes, but making music that lasts a lifetime. You know, the playability and, you know, from moving from one song to a next, you know, people, the attention span is different. And I think the conversations draw us closer, man. So it's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. And if somebody is going to a show, what would they expect from a live performance from Sepsis?
Well, you can certainly expect wardrobe.
Yep. Great wardrobe.
We're huge on wardrobe performance.
We have a great amount of staff. It's like it looks like when we come to your show, it's like a rap video. We have an entourage. We're gonna see lights.
Tons of energy.
You're gonna see cameras. You're gonna see people all dressed up. It's not like your average heavy metal show.
You're gonna get headbanging, wolf tails.
Yeah, we're the kind of heavy music that you can also dance to. So our fans, they mosh, they dance, they bang, they jump, they scream, they sing along.
It's heavy.
The show in itself is kind of like the audience is like part of it. The entourage is part of it. It's
one big happy family. Yeah.
And I know with the current situation we have going on in the nation and worldwide with the COVID, how has that affected your overall work?
Well, it hasn't been easy with this pandemic, that's for sure. So we've been doing like a lot of live streaming to stay in touch with the fans.
Yeah, talking. A lot of talking.
Online promo.
Yeah, and also, you know, staying communicated with, you know, remotely,
mm-hmm.
and because there's a pulse, you know what I mean? And everyone gets geared up for a big release, and you're geared up. We had tours. We had a lot of dates for 2020 that we had to pull out of. And, you know, naturally what happens to people, you know, you get down in a funk, and there's all the politics and the people, and, you know, everyone feels separated, and where's the adhesive to the country? And it's like, if anywhere, it's in music. And it could be some of the best therapy. But, you know, for us and our jobs, you know, we were the first ones to be taken off stage. And for the industry, we'll probably be the last job to enter the community as the country moves forward. You know, people aren't going to be rushing people into places to see bands like us. So we'll be one of the last jobs that get green lighted in the end. And we know that. And Melissa have made a little quirk earlier about being Google searchable and, you know, us being so heavy on Facebook and all social media. And we knew that in the beginning. We knew that the world was going to be, you know, buying and selling was going to be on the internet. Talent buyers were going to be on the internet. And a lot of bands were going to get booked based on how many views they had on YouTube. We just checked the temperature and, you know, we saw a lot of the organic and human process being taken out of the industry. So we've had to connect with fans. Fortunately for us, the way that we always have, and that's as face to face as possible. But when you can't, you know, the internet has been a great tool.
Oh, absolutely.
Doing a lot of acoustic practice too, which doesn't hurt.
Yeah, we get to brush up. We're not at the studio. We locked it down for a few months. We got a studio across town where we engineer and record and practice every week. And we're kind of fragmented right now with the boys being on the other side of the town and the shop locked up. But so we're getting to kind of, rebuild some of our stabilizer muscles, so to speak, work on technique and application and growing. And we're already writing the next album, and Melissa's doing online vocal training. And
well, since I can't do it in person, that's what I got.
And speaking of albums, Almost 11, that is the name of your new album, correct?
It is.
And has that been released yet, or is that coming up?
Tomorrow!
Yeah, tomorrow.
I thought it was right in this area, so. And how excited are you?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're
can I explode yet?
it's a really odd feeling. We walked away sneaking off with the New England Metal Act of the Year in 2019 from New England Music Awards, and I'd never won anything in my life. Mm-hmm. And the feeling was brand new to me, and like releasing the album is the same thing. It's weird. We got a press release this morning from Pavement, Sony Orchid, and I'm just like, wait a minute, I get emails from record labels.
Yeah,
like,
you do.
Like, what's going on?
It's pretty great.
So it feels good to just have the opportunity to have the conversation with you, for there to be a conversation. Yeah. About it. So we're flying pretty high today.
Yeah, I don't blame you. And this final question, this is a toughie. Yeah, I always throw this out there, but there's a 4-band tour and Sepsis is opening. Who's the other 3 bands?
Ooh,
that is tough.
Sepsis is opening, you said?
Yes.
We can open for them. Right, okay. All right. Well, let's pick all female fronted bands so we can compete.
Okay.
We'll do Stitched Up Heart, Diamante,
and give me a moment.
You can pick one. What a Skillet headlines. Because they're boy, girl too, right?
Skillet would be cool. What about Icon for Hire?
Yeah, throw them in there too. There's four.
All right, we'll make it a 5-band tour then.
Mm-hmm.
So. Well, I'll tell you, I appreciate your time. It's been fun talking to you, and I wish you nothing but success with the album tomorrow. And before we leave, do you have anything you want to say to your fans or those who are going to become fans?
If you do get inspired to check us out, we can be found at sepsis.com, and we got a pretty light, bright website over there. Bounce around, and if you get the chance to go and introduce yourself at the bottom of the page, go scroll down and sign our guest book and let us know that you stopped by. And the album's out tomorrow digitally and in all stores, Barnes & Noble and Amazon. And if you like a signed copy, you can, while they last, you can get them for us at sepsis.com.
And don't forget to also check us out every Sunday on our Facebook page. So that's facebook.com/sepsis with the extra S at the end.
Come and hang out with us.
Yeah, we do live streams every Sunday, and I'm on there with Lexi, my merch girl, and we chat it up, get to know everybody.
Okay, could you repeat that again? Because I believe it broke up. I want to make sure that the people hear that.
The whole thing?
Well, just the site.
It's facebook.com/sepsis, SEPSISS.
Okay, and that's where they'll get you on Sundays, correct?
Yes.
All righty. I just wanted to make sure we got that out there, because I'm pretty sure it did break up. So.
No worries.
Hopefully, once this pandemic goes up, you get out on the road, and I'm from Ohio, and you get in this area, and I'd love to come out and watch a show and get to meet you. And but like I said before, I wish you nothing but success, and I think you got a bright future ahead of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us, man.
It's been a pleasure, and I thank you for being on. So, all right, you two have a good day.
God bless.
Bye.
All right, bye.